Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome on Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, with a look at some new numbers, giving us a glimpse of what's going on with the economy. And Caleb, the question is the same as it was for the last, 12 months. Are we in a recession or not? Yes or no seems to be flip-flopping.
We got to stop meeting like this, but all indicators show that we're probably not, but we might be headed into one. Now, what do I mean by that? If you look at the sort of the four or five things that we look at to see if we're in a recession, consumer spending holding up, getting a little soft towards the end of the year. Personal income is holding up as well. We're in better shape now than we were in, say, 2008. The savings rate is high because of those wage increases and all the money the government sent out over the past couple of years. But we also have very low unemployment. Very rare to have a recession when unemployment is below 4%. It's at 3.5% right now. That said, we're starting to see mounting layoffs in the tech sector and now creeping into other sectors. And industrial production is still kind of holding up. So maybe not quite yet. And we did learn yesterday that GDP for the fourth quarter grew at a 2.9% annual rate. For the year, it was a growth of 2.1%. That's kind of not too hot, not too cold, a little Goldilocks. So we're growing and we're slowing, but it's the kind of pace that we need. We need normalization of prices and growth.
You know, on the labor picture, it's interesting, you know, all of these tech layoffs coming just, you know, in the last several days to weeks. And yet the restaurant industry is desperate for workers.
Yeah, you have an imbalance in the labor market. It's pretty much been going on all year, but you are seeing mounting layoffs in technology. You're seeing it in media. You're starting to see it now in companies like 3M and Dow Chemical. They just announced some layoffs, and Hasbro, the toy maker, announcing some layoffs as well. Still, there's more than 10 million jobs available. Where are those jobs? Leisure and hospitality, restaurants, hotels, bars, et cetera, also in healthcare, also in government jobs. There's plenty of jobs available there. So an imbalance in the labor market and a shift to how we're spending and what we're doing with our money as consumers. And that's why you see that imbalance. But you're probably going to see unemployment rise come the next jobs report and going into the next few months.
Should those numbers not rise as much, though, with this kind of a dampening of the recession talk?
All of that depends on consumer spending, because consumer spending is the key component of our GDP, 70% of GDP, in fact. So as long as we keep spending as consumers, you're going to continue to see labor demand in those sectors. But if consumers pull back because they fear a recession, or they think we're in one, or they maybe lost the job or worried about that, then you're going to start to see the unemployment rate rise a lot. And the Federal Reserve has engineered this by raising interest rates because they wanted to cool wage growth and they wanted to cool the job sector, believe it or not. It was running too hot. And they also want to cool prices. We're about to learn in about 22 minutes what the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index is. That's the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. It's probably going to be around 4.5%. The Fed wants it closer to 2%. So expect another rate hike next week and another one in March.
Caleb, thank you. Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief at Investopedia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.